Hello, I am Emmanuel Wuchendo, and this is Diplomatic Signal, where we try to understand the interaction between state and non-state actors on the international scene. The subject of the day concerns the transition from a bipolar world to a unipolar world. The question here is, what is the transition from a bipolar world to a unipolar world? Now, during the Cold War, global power revolved around Washington, D.C. and Moscow. NATO and the Warsaw Pact constituted the collective defense agreements of the two blocs. NATO was established with the Soviet Union as a principal enemy. Countries around the world were encouraged to be politically aligned with one side or the other. This had one important implication on the social order of a nation state. NATO or Western-aligned nation states were encouraged to choose any system of social order as long as it was not communist. Autocracies and monarchies, for example, numbered among the acceptable allies. Systems of multilateralism and collective security endured considerable tests. A key feature of the bipolar period was that the United States and its NATO allies did not engage in a direct confrontation with the United Soviet Socialist Republics and its Warsaw Pact bloc. Both sides also remained engaged in the United Nations, the linchpin to the global systems of multilateralism and collective security. The two sides would spar on proxy wars from Angola to Vietnam, the Korean Peninsula to Afghanistan. Through these proxy wars, the two sides would also incur significant social, political, and economic costs as a result. With the dissolution of the Soviet Union in the period 1989 to 1990, international relations experienced a transition to a unipolar world. Or rather, a transition from a bipolar world where power was concentrated on two poles to a unipolar world with the United States as a premier economic, political, and military power. The important geopolitical exploits of the United States include the two Gulf Wars against Iraq, the invasion and occupation of Afghanistan, and the global war on terror, and the invitation of China into the World Trade Organization. This last action would grant China access to American markets. US firms also increased their foreign direct investments in China. The unipolar moment would end with the reemergence of the Russian Federation and its own military adventures in Georgia, Syria, Crimea, the Donbass, and important large swaths of the Ukrainian geography. In short, power is organized around the strongest poles. Economic and military heft are the gravity of the poles.